Here in the U.S., a bruising political campaign comes to an end on Tuesday. It's the race to become mayor of Newark, New Jersey. The latest polls show a dead heat between incumbent Sharp James, one of the state's most prominent black politicians, and Councilman Cory Booker, a virtual newcomer to the city. Each side is expected to spend a record $3 million in the race, which has become a battle over which generation of black leaders is best suited to run New Jersey's largest city. From member station WBGO, David Cruz has more.
In almost 16 years as mayor, Sharp James has never faced serious opposition at the polls. During his watch, the self-proclaimed architect of the Newark Renaissance has overseen construction of a new art center, minor league baseball stadium, and thousands of new units of affordable housing. But Cory Booker says the so-called Renaissance has not spread into the inner city. The Arts Center and other downtown improvements have attracted visitors, but Booker says residents still fear for their safety and face an array of social problems that make the mayor's claim of a renaissance ring hollow.
The poverty rate in Newark has actually gone up from 26% to almost 32% in this city. And the unemployment rate has gone up. He took over, it was 8.6%. Now it is at 11%, more than twice the national and state average. What we're seeing right now is a city that's seeing a renaissance in a small part of its downtown, but not for the rest of its citizens.
Mayor James says that despite its problems, Newark has emerged from the despair that followed riots in 1967 and is now on the verge of national prominence.
There's excitement in the air. We're proud of Newark. We're proud of what's happening in Newark, proud of the new things coming to Newark. And there are going to be some major announcements in the city of Newark very shortly, too.
The mayor has tried to spread that excitement at campaign stops around the city. But over the last several weeks, the negative tone of the campaign has intensified, with the mayor's supporters interrupting Booker press conferences and even roughing up a documentary filmmaker who's been following the race.
Bingo, 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 bingo.
Singing the old Southside High fight song before a group of public school kids is just one of the ways the 66-year-old James makes the point that he is homegrown. The cultural differences between these two candidates have become a major facet of the political conversation. James, a former college professor, is a civil rights era veteran from humble beginnings. Booker is an Ivy League attorney and Rhodes Scholar. He is 33. In many subtle and not so subtle ways, the mayor and his supporters have questioned whether Booker, who grew up in a mostly white suburb 20 miles from Newark, can really appreciate the black experience. 53% of Newark's population is black. Frank Hutchins, a retired city worker and tenant activist, is a Booker supporter. As far as he's concerned, cultural credibility is determined by action.
If you understand your people, and he certainly has been working in the community, he came to the city and immediately began to work in the city, especially for tenants. So, I think he's black enough.
Clement Price teaches history at Rutgers University in Newark. He says race has always been a fallback issue in American politics. For Price, though, this election raises a more important question.
Who does Newark belong to? Is Newark a town that is truly cosmopolitan, is open to people who are coming here from all kinds of places, including the suburbs? Or is Newark in many ways almost a provincial city that is primarily and more beneficially run by its own homegrown leadership, people who have been here for most of their lives?
Both sides have received their share of endorsements. The New York Times and the Newark Star-Ledger have endorsed Booker, while the police unions have endorsed James, citing Booker's newcomer status as one of the main reasons. In fact, the mayor is relying heavily on police and other city workers to get out the vote. Jack McCanty is the PBA president.
To truly understand how far this police department city has come in the last 16 years, you probably should have been here longer than 4 years, because you don't really know where we were and you don't know how far we've come.
Whatever the outcome of this contest, the challenges facing Newark, including a looming budget crisis and the lingering perception that it's just not safe, still remain. Added to that is a new complication: 275,000 residents who have had their expectations raised by $6 million worth of election year promises. For NPR News, I'm David Cruz in Newark.